The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Good morning and welcome to each and every one of us. You are most welcome to Power for Today. Power for Today. We are gathered here to experience the power of God, to receive strength, to receive guidance for the day and for the week. We thank the Lord that He has brought us this far. We thank the Lord for the gift of the Holy Spirit. We thank the Lord for everything. We thank the Lord for another week, a new day. May His name be praised. May His name be glorified. Don't fear about death. You will never die because God has never finished with you. Listen to me. The only person that can give permission for death to take you is the Lord Almighty, and He knows that you are here on earth to manifest His glory and His purpose. And as long as you are still manifesting His glory and His purpose, I am telling you, death will never take you. God doesn't kill His children. He calls us. He calls us after we have finished manifesting our destinies and our purpose. Yes, in the New Testament, God kept Simeon and Anna. Simeon and Anna. Because they were praying for the birth of Jesus Christ. These ladies were praying for the Savior that has been promised. This man and this woman. Yes, Luke chapter 2. They were praying. Yes, people prayed for the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you. People prayed for Jesus to be born. Yes. They prayed the Old Testament. Yes, they prayed Isaiah's prophecy. That a Savior will be born, that will come and save the whole world, that will be a lamb. So this man who was described as a devout Christian, and this woman who married for only 7 years, she married for only 7 years and the husband died, Anna, and she decided to go and stay in the temple. She stayed in the temple. Over 80 years, stayed in the temple praying for the birth of Jesus Christ, for the prophecies in Isaiah to come to pass. And after Jesus was born, and the Holy Spirit directed them to where Jesus was, after Simeon held the baby, He said, "Now you can dismiss your servant in peace, for I have seen what I am praying for. I have seen the Savior." Anna also. Beloved, you are to pray for things. You are alive to pray for. You are to pray for every written word to manifest in your life and your family. That is your call. That is your responsibility. And as long as you have taken prayer upon yourself to pray for the Word of God to be manifested in your life, and you are really praying, and you are not looking at your present circumstances or challenges, I am telling you, you will live. Amen. God will keep you. Amen. You are the prayer warrior in your family, Amen. In your office, at your workplace. In fact, it is only your voice that God hears. Even Christians, if your family are made up of Christians, look, we have different levels. I'm telling you, we have different graces. So, I encourage you to always be part. Share and encourage people to be part. Look, let me tell you, your prayers, God wants to hear your prayers. I'm telling you, your prayers work faster than anybody's prayers for you. Your prayers, they work faster. Yes, your prayers work. And what is happening is that because, for instance, you are connected to this line and I am leading you, so it is adding some speed and power to your prayers. Yes. It is adding something to your prayers. Don't just sit down for people to pray for you. We are praying for you. But the little you can do, and as you are connected, it is impacting your life. This morning, we still want to continue from yesterday's service. I want to share with you on how Satan intercepts and steals our birthrights and blessings. What I preached yesterday is what I am going to handle this morning. In fact, in Genesis 25, verse 29 to 34, the story of Jacob and Esau, and also Genesis 27, 1 to 4, 40. In these passages, we see how Satan steals our birthrights and our blessings. In John chapter 10, verse 10, John 10:10, the Bible says that, John 10:10, the thief comes only to steal and to kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I read it again. Jesus said this. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Only. Who is that thief? The devil. Any time Satan or the devil manifest is three things. Satan has threefold ministries. Anywhere he appears, even if he's changing himself or he masquerades or transforms like an angel of light, which he does, he transforms into an angel of light. Anytime Satan appears, he appears to manifest any of these. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he uses the means of deception. He uses our ignorance. He uses our weaknesses. He creates conditions and circumstances that will make us vulnerable. He creates conditions and circumstances. He creates conditions and circumstances that make us vulnerable. And some of these conditions and circumstances are shortages. Shortages and lack. He creates shortages and lack. He creates shortages and lack. He prompts our weaknesses. Yes. He inspires our flesh. Yes. He inspires our flesh. In fact, he tinkles our flesh. Our flesh to begin to desire some things. Yes. And one of the things the Holy Spirit was telling me after church yesterday is that the devil also creates the sense of familiarity. Yes, you become so familiar with something, so you need a new thing, new revelation. In fact, when I went on break, I was shocked the calls I was receiving and the message. Pastor, so when are we starting again? When are you resuming? I am happy because it means that people want to pray. But my surprise was that they were playing the old prayers. Some of these old prayers we have prayed, they are still relevant. But you see, people want new things every day. And because we want new things, and sometimes God wants us to go back to go back to the old message, to go back. But because we want new things all the time. So when he's no longer speaking, instead of you, please, somebody write this thing down. Anytime you are no longer feeling God, anytime you are no longer hearing from God, listen, somebody should write this down. Whenever you are no longer hearing from God, you are no longer feeling God, you are no longer receiving messages, go back to your old notes. Go back to the beginning, the foundation. In fact, where, how God, go back. Because for all you know, God wants you to go back. There are certain things that you have not properly understood. There are certain things that you have not given your attention to. There are certain things, yes, in the past. There are certain messages. There are certain prayers. Just go back. The moment you go back, God will begin to speak fresh things. That was why he said in Revelation chapter 2, Revelation chapter 2, verse 4 and 5, verse 4, Revelation chapter 2, verse 4, yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. 5. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. Repent and do the things you did at first. He said, you have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. Repent and do the things you did at first. Go back to your notes. In fact, I thank the Lord for the level he's bringing us. When you read, as I shared, the story of Esau and Jacob in Genesis 25, verse 29 to 30. And then Genesis 27, verse 1 to 40. Find time and read. In this passage, we see how Satan steals. How Satan steals. In Genesis 25, verse 29 to 30. Jacob was preparing steel. Esau went to farm. On his way back, he became very hungry. Do you know that Esau could have just come and prepared something? Because we get hungry and no food around. We take time to prepare. But let me tell you, that hunger was demonically inspired. The Bible used the word famished. Famished means, the word famished means extremely hungry. Extremely hungry. In fact, the hunger that is biting your stomach. It is biting your intestines as if there is something there. As if there is a crab. As if there is an animal there biting your intestines. So anything available, you must eat. It's a demonically inspired hunger that the devil created in Esau. It was an arrangement. And it was because somebody was already eyeing his position. Your brother, your sister is preparing food. Your brother and sister arrive with a need. And the first thing Jacob asks, sell to me your birthright. Hey! It means Jacob has already been thinking about Esau's birthright. his mind and eyes were already on Esau's birthright. Do you know, yesterday after church, this is what I do. I discuss with my associate pastors, Pastor Prince and Pastor Roger. We were just discussing on this. And Pastor Roger brought, I brought a point, and Pastor Roger brought a dimension. Do you know, yesterday, look at the altar call I made. When I call forward, those who live with people, the things they have lost are the places they lived, and the bad things they have inherited. Look at the manifestations. Look at the manifestations yesterday in the church. Look at the manifestations. Look at the manifestations. And the Lord was telling me that every woman, please don't joke with a woman. Don't joke with your wife. Children, don't joke with your mothers. Mothers make destinies. It is mothers, they determine our destinies, because Rebecca, when she was pregnant, she went to consult, and they told her that you are carrying two nations, and the older will serve the younger. When Rebecca heard this, Rebecca, when Esau came and Jacob followed, Rebecca began to talk with Jacob. Rebecca began to speak those words. You are going to rule over your brother. 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 So this thing entered into Jacob's head. This point, Pastor Roger brought it. I need to acknowledge Pastor Roger. God bless you. And Pastor Prince. Always, when you get something from somebody, you should acknowledge it. Then God will give you your original one. Don't just say things and think, oh, this one is from me, for everybody to think that, oh, this one. No. When you get this point from somebody, acknowledge that this one, I got it from this. This person said it and I got it. Yes, Pastor Roger brought this point. So Rebecca started talking to Jacob. Please, anybody who has had issue with your mother, we need to pray well. I'm telling you, we need to pray very, very, very well. So you see the condition that the devil created, as I shared yesterday, the first condition was hot. He set up the first condition. He set up a spy. He set up what? A spy. He set up an eye. There is an eye on you. There is an eye on you. From the day you were born. In fact, that's why we need to be born again. I'm telling you. And when we are born again, we must be serious. The midwives who receive you, if that midwife is an agent of the devil, and many of them, the doctor was attending to your mother, the devil tells them already what that child is going to be. And so right at birth, they steal your star. They steal your birthright. The person who bath you. In fact, there was a woman when my first son was born who came to be bathing him. One day I stopped her because the way I saw this woman bathing the baby, pressing the head, hot water. Look, the water was just so hot. She herself, she covered her hand with a rubber. And so that, my God, why don't you use your bare hand? Something just told me that, no, she's burning something in the brain of the child. So I shouted, I said, no, mama, no, stop. And we stop her. Look, you see, that is why you have no choice. Some of you say, I am professional. They go to church and give God only 1 hour. I want to use some words. What? Professional. So you never attend church, which is more than 2 hours or 3 hours. Professional. Do you know who has given you life to lead? Do you know who has given you brains? Do you know who is making your heart work? Do you know who is giving you legs? Professional. Professional. So you are married to your job. Because that's where you are making money. Die today and see what happens to that thing that you are giving your time to. But now it is what you did with God. That is what will live with you forever. That's how you are going to live. Yes, I am not saying that we should spend the whole day and all the hours in church. No, that's not what I mean. No. But listen to me. Give God the time that you should give. Like this platform, like this. Look, you can be bathing. You can be bathing whilst you are listening. You can be dressing up whilst you are still following. You can be driving whilst you are following. You can put earpiece in your ears whilst you are following and pray along. A spy was set. Jacob had his hot eyes on Esau right from childbirth, because the mother Rebecca told Jacob, look, you are the one to be the head. This your brother can never rule. You are the one. You are the one. You are the one. So Rebecca loved Jacob. Why is Isaac loved Esau? As for Isaac, the father, he was operating naturally. Please, I have a problem with natural Christians. Natural, carnal. Carnal Christian, natural, nature. They don't go into spiritual things. They don't understand spiritual things at all. They love God 100%. But they are just natural. They interpret everything naturally, logically. Logically, you are lost. You are lost. Because this world is controlled by the supernatural. So if you are just a logical person, you are finished. A logical person. When I was doing one of my doctorates, I nearly stopped. In fact, for some months, I stopped. Professor Colley will be calling me, will be called, I block his line. And this other professor, Uyafi, I blocked their lines. Until one day they came to me at church. What is happening to you? And then I told them some story. Because some of the things we started studying at the doctoral level, theology is philosophy. Theology is logic, is science, philosophy. If you don't take care, there are certain things you will not believe again. And I realized that I started being affected. And so I decided to quietly just leave the thing, abandon the thing. And they had to come and look for me and encourage me. But I thank God for the foundation. Please, you need a good foundation. You need a good foundation in Sunday school. You need a good foundation because in future, you are going to study more. You are going to, but it is the foundation you have that is what is going to keep you. So there was what? A spy. Look, there is a spirit, this world. Nothing happens by chance. Say nothing happens by chance.
Nothing happens by chance.
Say nothing happens by chance.
Nothing happens by chance.
Say nothing happens by chance.
Nothing happens by chance.
Yes. The spiritual realm is more real than this physical realm. The spiritual realm is what controls this physical realm. And so as a child of God, your spirit must be alive to pick informations, to discern, to know what is behind things. Things just don't happen. A lady that you marry, when you were courting, you were exchanging flowers. She was the best. He was the best man in your life. Suddenly, after being declared husband and wife, every day you are fighting. She's a bad woman. He's a bad man. He's this. And you are sitting down. And you think it's natural. And you don't know that it's some things that you have inherited, that you have brought into the marriage, that are fighting you, which you need to deal with. You just say, oh, this is my wife, she's like this. This is my husband, he's like this. It will never solve anything. Esau had somebody who was eyeing him. And before that, the devil created what? Hunger. The devil created a condition that could easily make Esau to lose that birthright. Hunger. We have a natural hunger. Yes, we have a natural hunger that you can control. So Esau could have just taken his time to prepare something. How many minutes? But because this hunger was demonic and it has been strategically arranged, he couldn't wait. He had to ask for food. And the brother used and found that was an opportunity and stole his birthright. So when it was time for the blessings now, he has already sold the birthright. He has already made a way. So to this morning, we are seeing to what that was what I shared yesterday. Satan created a condition. He set a spy. He set an ear. He set a spy on him. And Satan also set a human weakness. The promptings of the flesh. Hunger. Hunger. The devil uses hunger, lack, and scarcity to intercept and steal our birthright and blessings. Watch out any time the flesh manifests a need. Watch out any time the flesh manifests a need. Be self-controlled. Many people have lost their birthright because of scarcity, because of lack, because of a need. Yesterday, sometime when I'm preaching, the Holy Spirit will just inspire a true story. I told you a story about one of our ladies who was looking for accommodation. He got the first one. I helped her. I paid half, not knowing that that room was a problematic room. So the families were just waiting for her rent to expire. The very day the rent expired, the family came to knock at the door, pack and leave. We need our room. And now she started going around. When she wasn't, in fact, she was getting rooms, but the amount of money was just too much. She wasn't getting that money. No one was around to give her money. At that time, I also didn't have that money. She came to my house. This is a Christian, a lady that I, in my estimation, I'll mark her as a first-class Christian. First-class Christian. Very obedient, very submissive, very regular in every program. Every program, even helping the church in an area which I will not mention. She's no longer there in the church. She came and sat down, frustrated. Say, Pastor, if I can get any man to sleep with me and give me the money. I said, what? Before I realized, I fell on the floor. I started crying. I said, God, what is this? Is that to that extent? Yes, I am telling you, the devil, look, somebody online, the person can say, oh, she didn't try. She didn't try at all. Please, I don't talk to people like that. Listen to me. I don't talk to Christians like that. You don't know. Don't condemn anybody. No. Look, the devil can press some area if you don't take care. If you don't, it takes grace. It takes grace. I spoke to her. I cried. The cry turned into prayer. I fell on the floor. I sat up. We started speaking in tongues. I said, God, please, this cannot be. This is a disgrace. Where are you, Lord? Then God manifested himself. And the sister got a breakthrough. Unfortunately, after getting that breakthrough, she left the church. She found a good excuse. Somebody was gossiping about her. And she has forgotten what God has used me to do in her life. She left the church. She left the church. That's how human beings are. So that was what happened to Esau. So we are going to pray right now. In fact, there are 7 points, but I'll be giving them gradually. Next Sunday, I'm going to give them. We are still dealing with the issue of birthright. We are dealing with issue of spy. Anyone that is spying on me, Galatians chapter 4 verse 4. What does it say? Galatians 4 4. You see, these brethren left us to spy on us. Galatians chapter 4 verses number 4. Galatians 4 4. But when they, no, it's not Galatians 4 4. I think Galatians 2, fine, Galatians 2 4. Galatians 2:4. This matter arose because some false brothers had infiltrated our ranks to spy on the freedom we have in Christ Jesus and to make us slaves. To spy on us and make us all slaves. Tomorrow, I will explain this. There are spies. Look. Sometimes, somebody that God has given you to be a blessing, people will start talking about that person, against that person to you. Oh, that guy is not good. Oh, that person, this person, this person, this person, you know, they have spied on you and they have seen that through that person, you are going to get your breakthrough. Through that person, yes. And maybe that person too has a weakness. So they will speak about the weakness. You see the way this person is treating you. You see the way this person is treating you. Yes. That's how some people have been cut off from me. You see the way pastor disgraced you. You see the way pastor did it. You see the way this person did this. Those people are spies. They have seen in the realms of the spirit that very soon, you are going to get your breakthrough. Very soon. Yes. And so they cut you off. That's what Galatians chapter 2 verse 4 is saying. They say, these brethren, they are false. They have come to spy on us and create condition and say things that will cause her to be angry, take offense, leave the church, leave that brother, leave so, so and so. Please, take time to know people for yourself. Take time to discern. Take time to hear from the Holy Spirit. I have made serious mistakes. Serious mistakes. When I just began, I was listening to people. They were close to me. I was listening to them. A particular brother telling me things, giving me information about people. And I was obeying, following, not knowing that he had his own agenda. He had his own issue with those people. From that time, I began to know people for myself. I began to study people for myself. Not what people say about people. Because they can be spies. This morning, we want to pray. Let me tell you, before we pray, why did Jesus come in the flesh? The main reason why Jesus was born in the flesh was to restore unto us the birthright that we lost in Adam. In Adam, we lost our birthright. And what is the birthright? Listen, what is your birthright? It's your position. Your position as hot. Not the wealth you have. Your birthright is not the wealth. Listen, your birthright is not the houses you have. It's not the cars you have. Because the devil also gives those things. But your birthright is the amount, is your star. The brightness of your star that you carry. Only God can give a star. Only God. Your birthright is that which only God gives you. Your star. The amount of grace you carry. The amount of favor you carry. The amount of glory upon you. The amount of the anointing upon you. This is what sets us apart. This is what separates us from each other. The amount, the measure of grace, the measure of favor, the measure of glory, the measure of the anointing, and your star. This is our birthright. And some of these things I am telling you, they can be stolen. They can be lost. They can be sold out. They can be despised. Yes. Esau despised his birthright. Please, value what you have until he leaves you. Value what you have. Yes, my body belongs to me. Yes. Body, no be firewood. Body, no be firewood. My body belongs to me. Yes, you will see very soon. You will see. You will see. Yesterday, somebody came to us. Somebody came to us. He was saying, Pastor, you were preaching. You pointed at me and warned me. You warned me about homosexuality. Pastor, you warned me. You were preaching. You walked to my side and you pointed at me. Stop what you are doing. That time you were mentioning a point of homosexual and you said, stop, you stop what you are doing. Pastor, you warned me. I should have come to you. I didn't. Now do you know what has happened to him? Do you know what has happened to him? Yesterday he came around. Do you know what has happened to him? He's about to die. He's about to die now. He came down to kneel down. Pastor, I am sorry. Forgive me. I said, what have I? He said, you warned me. I should have come to you. I thought I am myself. I thought my body belongs to me. I thought I was just doing something. Now I have contracted something. And it is very serious. And I'm about to die. birthright. Your body is your birthright. Your physique is your birthright. How do you use it? Say, my Father in heaven, I thank you for your word.
I thank you for your word.
I thank you for this revelation.
Thank you for this revelation.
I thank you for this insight.
I thank you for this insight.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That through Jesus Christ.
That through Jesus Christ.
My birthright has been restored.
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 Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
You came to restore to me.
You came to restore to me.
Whatever I lost.
Whatever I lost.
In Adam.
In Adam.
You came to restore unto me.
You came to restore unto me.
Whatever I lost to Adam.
Whatever I lost to Adam.
Whatever I lost in Adam.
Whatever I lost in
whatever
Adam.
I lost in Adam.
Whatever I lost in
you
Adam.
Came to restore unto
you
me.
You came to restore unto me.
Whatever I lost
whatever
in Adam.
I lost in Adam.
Whatever I lost in
whatever
Adam.
I lost in Adam.
Whatever I lost in
whatever
Adam.
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 I lost in Adam.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You see, the devil knows that in Christ we are hot. We are fully hot, restored. The devil knows that in Christ we have been hot, fully restored. Our birthright has been hot, fully restored unto us. Because the devil knows that, he has set up a strategy to take it back. He has set up a strategy to take it back. So you men of God online, some of the men of God, they come online to just listen and spy. But we are born again. Why do we still pray these prayers? Hear this well. Hear this well. A theologian is leading you. Hear this well. Yes, in Christ Jesus, we have been restored. But the devil has set up a strategy to take it back. And he's still taking it back. He's still taking it back. That is why we need to pray certain prayers. Christ has come to, one man of God was making, and I said, thank God I knew a certain problem of his. I said, why do you still have that problem? In Christ, why do you still have that problem? And he kept quiet. In Christ. Why do you still have that problem? You are living still in the flesh. Your flesh is not born again. Even Paul in Romans chapter 7, he said, ow, I see another law operating in my body. What I want to do, I am not able to do. What I don't want to do is what I see myself doing. Please, listen. As long as we live in this fallen flesh, which is always at conflict with the Holy Spirit. Galatians chapter 5 verse 16. As long as we live in this fallen world, there are some, we are living in the fallen, in the flesh, fallen flesh, and in the fallen world, which Satan is controlling. Please, listen to me. There are some prayers you should never stop praying. There are some prayers you should never, never stop praying. We are not yet in heaven. We are not yet in the New Jerusalem. As you are going to your office, Satan's agents, Satan's children are there in the office. They are using charms. They are using spells in the form of powder, rings, chains around them. Yes. Waistbands. They are using them. Wristbands, and then what the women put at the waist. Beads. Yes. Yes. Some of the beads, they are charms. They are charms. They have altered some things in the air. They've gone to anoint some places. Yes. These are the people we are working and living with. It's a war zone. And Jesus has given us the responsibility. We carry the highest authority, superior advantage, superior protocol. We are to use the word and prayer, the Holy Spirit, to deal with these things and keep on ruling. Sit down there, boko, boko, boko. water Christian. Yes. And think that, oh, I am born again. I am born again. Thank God that you are born again. But you're born again is the first step. If you want to live victoriously, there must be warfare. So we are going to deal with the strategies that Satan has put in place to steal us. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any strategy that Satan has devised.
To
steal our birthright.
To
steal our blessings. We curse that strategy. We nail that strategy.
2022.
We nail the strategies of the devil.
Any strategy.
He has put in place. To steal our birthright.
What belongs to us in Christ Jesus.
The blessings for which Christ has died. Any strategy that the enemy has put in place to steal our birthright. We nailed them. Every strategy. The devil and his agents have put in place. To steal what legally belongs to us in Christ Jesus. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We are a royal priesthood. We are a holy nation. We are a people.
a people
that are set up,
to declare,
the wonders,
of God.
We are wonders.
We are wonders.
We are signs.
We are signs.
Wherever we are, we must prevail.
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 It must be well with us.
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 Our business.
Our marriages.
Our home.
Everything.
Everything.
That we are involved in.
It must do well.
We must succeed in every way.
Good health.
Longevity. Long life.
Fruitfulness, expansion, increase, dominion, shift
to the next level.
This is our birthright.
Therefore we declare
strategy
that the devil
will put in place
2022.
The devil
and his agents
will put in place
to steal
our birthright.
To steal
what legally
belongs to us
in Christ Jesus.
For which Christ has died
and rose again.
Any blessing
that legally belongs to us in Christ Jesus.
We terminate this sickness.
In my body.
It's not God.
Who planted it?
This sickness.
This challenge.
This sickness.
Has not been planted.
By God.
An enemy.
Has done this.
Therefore I declare.
Every satanic or devilish implantation.
In my body.
Implantation in my life.
To steal.
My birthright.
To steal my joy.
To steal.
My health.
To steal.
My performance.
My output.
Be uprooted.
By the Holy Ghost.
Be uprooted. Every satanic implantation. According to the word of God. In Matthew chapter 13.
Verse 28. An enemy did this.
In Matthew chapter 15.
Verse 13.
Any plant.
That my heavenly father.
Has not planted.
Will be rooted up.
I therefore command. Every satanic implantation.
organic implantation
in my body.
Yes, in my body.
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 In my marriage.
In my marriage.
In my marriage.
In my marriage.
In my home.
In my home.
In my home.
In my home.
In my husband.
In my husband.
In my wife.
In my wife.
In any of my children.
In any of my children.
In my boss.
In my boss.
At my office.
At my office.
At my workplace.
Workplace.
Be rooted out.
Be rooted out.
Be rooted out.
Be rooted out.
By blood.
By blood.
And by fire.
And by fire.
Be rooted out.
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 Be uprooted.
Be rooted out.
Be uprooted.
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 By blood.
Be uprooted.
By fire.
Be uprooted.
By the arrows of the Holy Ghost.
Be uprooted.
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 Be uprooted. Be uprooted.
Life. To steal,
to steal
my birthright,
my birthright.
To steal
what
legally
belongs to me,
belongs to
in
me.
A condition,
in a condition
they have created,
they have created
in my home,
in my home,
in my marriage,
in my marriage,
in my marriage,
in my marriage,
in my home,
in my home,
at my workplace,
at my workplace,
in my office,
in my office.
To steal
what legally
belongs to me,
belongs to me.
In Christ Jesus,
in Christ Jesus.
Let that condition,
let that condition
die,
die.
Let that condition,
let that condition
die,
die.
Let that condition.
Let that condition
die.
Let that condition
die.
Let that condition
die.
Let that condition
die.
Let that condition
die. Let that condition
die.
Let that condition
die. Let that condition
die.
Let that condition
die. Let that condition
die.
Hakarata kabata.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I have only given two strategies today because I preached on them yesterday. But there are several strategies. They are all found in these passages. Genesis 25, 29 to 34. And the whole of Genesis 27, 1 to 40. One of the strategies is interruptions and distractions. Interruptions and distractions. Interferences. Let me tell you, we have human interferences. We have situational interferences. We have circumstantial interferences. We have spiritual interferences. I am telling you, some of them, they are meant to steal your birthright. The Bible says that Jacob scarcely left Isaac and Esau appeared. Jacob scarcely left Isaac. In fact, I was reading the book of Joshua, and the Bible said that there were two doors, the front door and the back door. There is a place where when Isaac wants to enjoy the sun, you will go out, or you'll be taken out to sit there and enjoy the sun. In fact, you need to really be a special person to pass there. So why is Jacob used the front door? Esau used the back door. I mean that special door. So Jacob just left through the front door when Esau appeared from this. And tradition says the reason why Esau delayed was that Esau was eating some of the food before he will send it to the old man. You see, food, stomach. He decided to enjoy some because he was a foodian. In fact, he was a foodian. Esau was a foodian, a peculiar Christian, a peculiar. It is in Corinthians. It was Paul who said it. Stoic and epicurean philosophers. He met them in the book of Acts. They are there in the book of Acts. Epicurean Christians. Yes. Pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, party, party. They are eating, they are drinking. Aha! That is it. They love God. But party, 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 party. And this was what affected Esau. Affected. The Bible says that the kingdom of God is not eating and what? Drinking. The kingdom of heaven. the kingdom of God is not eating and hot drinking. We need food. Yes, we need food. We need to satisfy ourselves. But let me tell you, it is warfare. It is warfare. So interferences, some human interferences, situational and circumstantial interferences, anything that comes to take your mind off, your attention off, so that you will not be looking at the thing before you realize you've lost something. I have suffered those things before. I never knew. It is one greatest weapon of the devil that has succeeded on me. Some people will come to you with problems. And when you think that is a genuine problem, you open up to help them. After spending years on them before you realize that they had a different agenda. They don't mean it at all. In fact, that thing you were dying for, fasting and all this, I mean, they don't mean it at all. Your time is wasted. 2022, may you discern. I said, may you discern.
Amen.
Some parents are interruptions. Some fathers and mothers are interruptions. Some brothers are interruptions. Through that, God taught me three kinds of people we have. Yes. Three kinds of people we have in this world. There are three kinds of people. We have drainers and sappers. They drain you. Drainers and sappers, scatterers and saboteurs, and gappers and builders. In your life, you need gappers and builders. Gappers and builders. You need them. These are the people you need. Gappers and builders. There are many drainers and sappers. They drain your energy. They come with a need. They say they want to learn this job. They want to enter into this business. You pump money. Pump money, pump money, pump money. Nothing is coming out. They are drainers and sappers. Some of the cases I'm handling with some of our brethren who live abroad, with their brethren in Ghana, they will send money, build this house for me. When you see what they have put down and the money they have sent down, drainers and sappers. Say 2022.
Any strategy
that the devil has put in place.
That the devil has put in place. That has been working against me.
Any strategy of the devil. That has been working against me. And I am not aware.
I am not aware.
That the devil is behind 2022.
Be terminated by the blood.
Be terminated.
To steal my birthright.
To rob me.
Of what legally belongs to me.
The peace.
The joy.
The fulfillment.
The promotion.
The increase.
The expansion.
The shift.
The rising.
The testimony.
The testimony.
The testimony.
The testimony.
The testimony.
testimonies
that I should celebrate,
that I should celebrate,
that I should enjoy,
that I should enjoy,
which are legally mine, but the enemy,
has planted
a strategy
to steal
these things from me.
Any spy.
Is that correct English?
Yes.
Any eye.
Yes.
That is fine.
Yes.
Any eye.
Yes.
That is fine.
Yes.
Is that correct English?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Please, those online, you can help us, English people. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any eye. Any evil eye. That is spying.
On my birthright.
Or anything.
That legally.
Belongs to me.
Belongs to me.
Hold on. Child of God. Please. Everything that you want to enjoy in Christ, it is legally for you. Jesus died for you to become like him. I am telling you, in your family, in your office, at your workplace, you are like Jesus. You are to rule. You are to dominate. Everything is to work well for you. You must be a sign and a wonder, a testimony. So you should understand before we pray this prayer. And it is a place of competition. Other people are connected. People are connected to various secret societies and groups which are ungodly. And they use this for advantage. But we have superior advantage.
Amen.
We have superior protocol.
Amen.
But because we don't know this, and we don't apply this, the agents and the children of the devil are always ahead. By 2022, it shall never be like that.
Amen.
Some people will resign their position because of you.
Hallelujah.
Some people will relocate because of you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, some people will relocate. Some people will resign their position.
Amen.
Some people will run away. Look, some people will shut up. Because now you know. So let's pray now. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Any eye.
Spying.
On any blessing. Any birthright. That legally.
Belongs to me.
Let the Holy Ghost fire. Pluck out that eye. And cut it off. Let the Holy Ghost pluck out.
Yes, Lord.
Pluck out that eye and cut it off. Pluck out that eye. Remove that eye. Remove that eye.
Gorge it out.
That evil eye. In my father's house. That evil eye.
On the day I was born.
That evil eye.
life, where I live,
where I was brought up, the school I attended, that evil eye, among my family, at my workplace, in my office, that evil eye, Holy Ghost, blinded, blind that eye, cut off that tongue, any tongue that is speaking wickedness into my destiny, against me, against my dream, against my testimony, against my expectation, Let that tongue, cut off that tongue, cut off that evil eye. Do you know that the evil tongue is also found in the scripture? What Jacob said? Jacob said, sell me your birthright.
That's right.
Sell me your birthright. That's the evil tongue. Write it down. That's the evil tongue. It is still found in the scripture. The Holy Spirit just indicated. Evil tongue. That was the tongue Jacob used. Sell me your birthright. Sometimes some people just say to you too. You two, who are you? Who? You two, when we are talking about people, are you somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you two. Who? Which school have you attended? Can you achieve this? Even when great people cannot achieve, it's an evil tongue. Say
2022.
That evil tongue.
That is set.
On my destiny.
On my birthright.
Be cut off by the Holy Ghost fire. Any evil tongue that will mislead me, that will discourage me. In 2022, be cut off. Every evil tongue misleading me, discouraging me. Stealing from me, be cut off, by the blood, be cut off, by the blood, be cut off. In Jesus' mighty name. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
I secure today's prayer. Let manifestation begin immediately. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's Heavenly Family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.